USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Cancellations and delays at U.S. airports are piling up after intense storms hit parts of the country. According to FlightAware, more than 2,200 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. have been canceled today. Meanwhile, more than 6,300 flights have been delayed across the country. Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida and Republican presidential candidate, is visiting the Texas border for the first time. He presented an immigration policy that would grant individual states the power to deport undocumented immigrants.
I can tell you, as president, we are going to fully deputize all state and local governments to be able to enforce immigration law. You will be able to have that authority.
Speaking in the border town of Eagle Pass, DeSantis said he intends to reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy, which was implemented during the Trump administration. It required asylum seekers to wait in Mexico until their court hearings. The White House has rolled out funding to boost internet connectivity across the country.
Connect everyone in America to high-speed internet by an affordable high-speed internet by 2030.
President Biden announced today that more than $40 billion will be used to expand high-speed internet access. Russian President Vladimir Putin condemned the march on Moscow by a group of mercenary soldiers, calling it a criminal activity, and he warned of consequences. Speaking through an interpreter, Putin said,
"The organizers of this rebellion cannot but understand that they will be brought to justice. Everybody understands that."
The Wagner Group boss claimed that the march was a protest and not an attempt to overthrow Putin, explaining that he turned his troops around to prevent bloodshed among Russians. Congress's concerns over the risk to private health data may delay Amazon's telehealth rollout. Democrats Elizabeth Warren and Peter Welch expressed their worries in a letter to the company referencing a Washington Post investigation revealing users giving up their data rights. This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
A new COVID-19 variant, EU11, has been found in multiple western states, including North and South Dakota, Utah, Wyoming, Colorado, and Montana. The symptoms of this variant in the U.S. are yet to be determined. EU11 is believed to be highly transmissible and currently accounts for 8.7% of COVID cases in the mentioned states. NASA is launching a simulated Mars mission with four astronauts stationed at the Johnson Space Center in Houston for 12 months. The mission aims to study human dynamics during long-duration space travel, focusing on resource restrictions and the crew's response to Mars-like challenges and scenarios. Drones are taking over some California cities on the 4th of July instead of fireworks.
La Jolla and Ocean Beach will host high-tech drone light shows instead of traditional pyrotechnics. A chemistry professor at UC San Diego says pyrotechnics emit chemicals and lead that we breathe into our lungs and land in the ocean. She says drones are a way better option. Imperial Beach showcased drones at last year's 4th of July.
I'd rather have this because I love the fireworks, but, you know, we need the environment. I mean, we're going downhill.
The drones have color-changing lights. They create shapes and patterns in the night sky, including sparkles, stars, and stripes. I'm Lucinda Kay.
Scooter, a Chinese crested dog with deformed legs, was named the world's ugliest dog at the Sonoma Marin Fair in California. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.